This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Right now, it's time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Governor Gavin Newsom is delaying the implementation of a law aimed to cut back on plastic waste. Phil, what's behind the delay?
Some people would say it's pressure from the plastic industries. Other people would say that it's just common sense. And other people would say it's a combination of all of those above. What we are talking about here is something called SB 54 that was passed in 2022 and was much ballyhooed at the time. Because, you know, we have a big war going on with plastics. We don't like them. They get in the ocean. They get into creeks. They get into rivers. They hurt animals. It is, you know, top plastic bottles, plastic this, plastic that. And we ban plastic bags, but the joke has always been that you could go into a store and you pick up your container of yogurt, which is in a plastic container, and then you go get your deli meat, and it's a plastic container, and your milk's in a plastic jug, and then you get to the checkout counter, and they say, well, you can't use plastic bags. This was to get rid of all that previous plastic stuff we were talking about, the containers, and basically it set a goal of reducing the amount of plastic we use by 30% in the next 3 to 5 years, 40%. And then eventually, you know, 60%. And it's just a huge undertaking, and it's a costly one. And Gavin Newsom, who is now looking at the middle road rather than the lefty environmental road, decided to take the path and hit the brakes on this for a while. He wants to see the rules rewritten.
The deadline to finalize the rules was last Friday. Can the governor just say the deadline doesn't matter?
Well, what he says is that we nice try, but I want it to be reworked. And yes, he can. Now, eventually, the law is the law, and it will have to go in. And it might going to take a court fight or possibly go to the ballot box to if both sides feel stymied on this. But, Patty, you know, we're seeing this in California, whether it's solar energy, whether it's gas, whether it's plastics, whether it's building regulations, where ambitious ideas, you know, a few years ago that appeared to be doable are now questionable. The electronic vehicles, do we have the infrastructure to support it, or is it going to cost? And these things cost. Saving the planet costs money. We use a lot of plastic, much more than most people realize, whether it's, you know, vitamins in a plastic bottle or, like I said, milk in a plastic jug. And switching over is going to have impacts both in California, which is a huge market, but also in the United States. And Gavin Newsom right now is dealing with wildfires in California. He's dealing with an insurance crisis on homes. He's dealing with, like I said, problems with refineries and gases. He's got a lot on his plate, and I don't think he wants it on a plastic plate as well.
Good one. That is our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.